They are enterprising, determined, courageous, and above all, determined to seize digital technology in Africa to transform the environment in which they live. They are the bold, intrepid entrepreneurs who are betting on digitalization to support the development of their continent. Throughout this series of podcasts, we will discover the abundance of these innovative startups. This new episode of The Bold takes us to Douala, Cameroon, to discover the infinite opportunities offered by blockchain and particularly cryptocurrency. First, let's try to understand what these innovations are. Nelly, founder of Ijara, explains.
In a very simple way, blockchain technology can be described as an internet protocol that makes it possible to store and transfer values without intermediaries in a secure, programmable, and decentralized way.
Solutions arising from the blockchain could be alternatives for those who are excluded from the traditional financial system. Indeed, blockchain requires the intermediation of the banking sector by reducing costs and intermediaries, simplifying processes, and accelerating transactions. Blockchain can enable more African citizens to manage their consumption and the financial risks they take from their cell phones, and thus contribute to greater financial inclusion. Cyril Bellamy, the founder of Advance in Cameroon, a microfinance institution. Even if it is scary because it is often misunderstood, blockchain is fundamentally interesting for us because it opens the way to many practical applications for all the actors of financial inclusion, such as states, regulators, financial institutions, or even donors. Accessing financial markets from Africa is not easy. Between fraudulent ads on social networks, unreliable sites, and outright scams, it is very difficult to disentangle the real from the fake, but reliable solutions like Ijara are emerging. Nelly, its founder, explains how.
Ijara is a platform that aims to democratize access to investment products. It is portrayed in such a way as to offer the populations of French-speaking Africa and the diaspora the possibility to start building a financial wealth via our mobile application. In fact, the objective is to create bridges between the general public and traditional finance through access to assets such as shares of local and American companies, treasury bills, bonds, cryptocurrencies, but also the idea is to reduce the barrier to entry by allowing anyone to invest from 1,000 CFA francs or 1.5 euro. And we actually guarantee security, transparency, thanks to the use of blockchain technology. Within the framework of Ijara, the blockchain technology is the central element underlying each portfolio, which allows and guarantees to everyone the full ownership of the assets that they constitute via our application. As the saying goes, your keys, your crypto, your bitcoins.
French-speaking Africa is lagging behind in terms of financial inclusion. Honorat, an entrepreneur, is a witness to this. As far as the backwardness of French-speaking countries in the field of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology is concerned, it's a reality. If we really get into it, we'll be able to achieve the different objectives we are looking for. The first element is information. We need to communicate to let as many people as possible know that we are in the middle of a technological revolution. That's what Ijara is all about.
In the short term, our ambition is to really democratize investing and saving, whether it's by offering different assets to invest or save in, or through financial education based on inclusion. Anyone can do it. Anyone can get in. Reduce the barriers to entry. Allow anyone to understand what they are doing and how it works. Longer term vision. We think we have a chance to democratize even even more quality financial products. So I already talked about financial inclusion, educating as many people as possible in Francophone Africa so that they can fully participate in this global economy. The internet has democratized access to information. The blockchain and the world of cryptocurrencies and even of money can finally democratize access to value, the exchange of value. The idea is that whether you are in Cameroon, Togo, Ivory Coast or Congo, you can have access to the same opportunities as if you were in France, the United States, China or Israel. This is the vision of Ijara for the next 5 years. It is to really anchor ourselves strongly to enable Africans to fully participate in global finance, as an actor, as a shareholder, and not only as a consumer.
You've just heard from The Bold. This podcast is a Digital Africa initiative supported by the French Development Agency. See you in the next episode. Boldness brings genius, power, and magic. We'll be right back.